experience. Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the menu and portions are designed for a communal dining experience. The restaurant is beautiful and makes you feel like you're sitting right on the Mediterranean. So sample some classic dishes with friends. Go online and check out the Chesterfield menu. The hardest part is trying to figure out what to order, since there are so many great dishes. Spiro's only uses grade A prime New York strips and the best filet mignon that melts in your mouth. Or maybe you fancy fresh fish flown in just for you. Regardless, Spiro's has it. Add in a full-service bar, massive wine list, and their famous salad, and you have a dining experience you can't pass up. Of course that sounds great. They cater any size get-together, or they can host your private party. Check it all out at spiros-restaurants.com.
Don't text and drive. Stop the text and stop the wrecks.
This safety tip, courtesy of J.P. Bushnell of St. Louis, locally owned, operated, and serving the St. Louis area since 1972. J.P. Bushnell is one of the largest distributors of products such as hoses, belts, pump packings, and sheet packings in the Midwest. They represent some of the largest manufacturers in the world. For questions or information, call 314-531-7043 or visit jpbushnell.com. That's J.P. Bushnell, on the air because they care.
Get rid of your spring weeds now.
Call Greenco Lawn Care today to get a lawn care program tailored for your lawn. Mention you heard this ad on 590 The Fan and receive your first month of lawn care for only $10. You heard that right.
Just $10.
Call Greenco Lawn Care now at 636-674-5700. That's 636-674-5700. Greenco Lawn Care. We're waiting to hear from you.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street.
Testing, testing, equipment test, testing. Places, everyone. Places, soundstage is active. Places, quiet on the set.
Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain.
About a month there was nothing but shade and no sun.
I'm not afraid. This rover.
My fellow Americans, I have not been entirely truthful with you. I did gagoogity that girl. I geschmoigadied her geflavity with my googas. And I am sorry.
Crossed over.
Yeah.
I no idea. I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
He did what?
With my Google.
You're shoring of
my feet.
You're shoring
on the sunny side of the street.
Is St. Louis the same town that had the weather it had for the last month? 75, 74 now, 75, 80 tomorrow maybe. What the heck? Great. Take it.
Woohoo!
And then weekend and Sunday, high 47. It's crazy, I tell you. It's crazy. Good afternoon. And welcome, everybody, to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on this, the 11th day of April, the year 2018, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. Not to be confused with B.C., because there was no radio in B.C. We're glad to have you with us. A lot of stuff to talk about in the room, in the house right now. The one and only Trevor Limey. Phillips Limes, say hi to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
A guy who's been with me for 35 years easily. The one, the only, Dan Levi Strauss. Dan, greetings to everyone, if you would, please.
Hello, everyone.
Relatively. See, that accent wears off.
I know.
You start picking it up and you don't even realize it. And then relatively, well, not relatively new to the show as of 7 months ago, and now he's been with us 7 months. You love him or you hate him. You can't live without him. Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hi to everybody.
Who hates me?
Nobody hates you. That's a strong word. It's just a word people use. There are listeners who don't like you. There are listeners who don't like me. So you just get used to it, but say hi to everyone.
Hi to everyone, especially those 76,500 people that are currently watching the Cardinals on Facebook right now, including me.
Wow. Is that how many? Is that how many?
There's an icon in the upper left-hand corner of the screen that tells you how many people are watching it.
Ooh.
Well, how about this age we're in? Watching the game, and the only way you can watch it is Facebook.
I don't know how I feel about that. I really don't.
I don't either. Because here's the deal. Let's take an older person. Let's take take my mother-in-law, who's 87 or 6 or so. I should know, 87. Let's say she's a diehard Cardinal fan.
Take my mother-in-law, please. Who?
No, don't. Tim, don't.
Idiot.
Don't even chuckle. But take somebody like that. Let's say there's an old guy who's forever and ever listening to the Cardinal games on a little portable radio in his garage while he tinkered around in his garage. When it wasn't on TV, he turned on the radio. He doesn't do Facebook, doesn't have a computer, doesn't email. Can't watch the game. Can't watch the game. He still listens, but he can't watch it.
Did you hear the commercial block prior to the Willie Nelson song beginning?
Yeah, I think I heard most of it.
Did you hear the last commercial that was an in-house commercial cut about Facebook?
Yep.
So we, as I understand it, are the only show on this station that does not stream live on Facebook.
Good.
And the Cardinals just lost, by the way, 3-2. But what's interesting about the way that this went down is you had a screen on the right-hand side of your Facebook page with everybody commenting about everything that's going on. And that's what these guys that, like, on Hard Time Before Us and the other shows that air before us on this station, it's almost like they're completely functioning in on what other people are saying live as it's happening instead of talking about whatever it is that's fun and entertaining to talk about. And I think there's a pro and a con to it. And I actually like the fact that we don't do it, to be honest with you.
Well, I like the fact that we also don't, you can't go on like 11.6 or you can't go to some website and watch us as we do this, because quite frankly, it might be interesting for about 3 minutes, and then you're watching the same thing all the time. Just some people sitting in a room.
Yeah, exactly.
We're
just a couple of guys sitting around. It'll get boring.
I think it would be different if we did this show on Facebook and just had like a screenshot up of what the four of us or what the eight of us or whoever wants to pose for like a show photo looks like, and mm-hmm. have people comment up and down on the side of the screen as mm-hmm. the show goes on. That might be interesting to do that, but to sit there and do it live to see our nasty, ugly faces and Limey's haircut and Dan's glasses and
that haircut would drive.
Yeah,
how many listeners we'd lose when they saw that haircut?
All of them.
So many.
All of them.
Yeah. I would never
numbers,
get a date.
Numbers would plummet.
If we can go back to the whole Facebook Cardinals baseball game. Now, if they wanted to put it on TV and stream it on Facebook as well, I'm all for that. I love that. I think that's a great idea because then you still get to watch it on TV. But the whole, they're just taking it and this is going to be ours. Like, okay, they're broadcasting it for free. That's great. I mean, you can watch it on your phone. You can watch it on your computer at home, whatever. I still don't like it because it's, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like they're just basically just taking all the, they're taking all the control, really. They're just saying, "Ha, this is ours.
But
if you want to watch
what,
it, you got to go to Facebook."
That's the way it's always been. That's what money does. Money speaks louder than anything. If you have enough money, you go, "All right, we'd like to have the game, and nobody else, just Facebook." How much do you pay?
What's fascinating about it, Frank, is the icon that dictates how many people are watching. Like, for example, the Cardinals just lost. It went from 75,000 viewers to like 20,000 in 10 seconds. Like 50,000 as soon as that final out was made, boom, they're gone.
Done.
Nielsen, the company that does television ratings, and then, you know, even the companies that do radio ratings, it's always been a guesstimate, in my opinion. Like St. Louis, for example, radio ratings is based on what 400 people are listening to. And that's supposed to exemplify the entire market, which is just asinine.
It's a joke.
There has to be a day and age coming for advertisers to know how many people are actually getting a message based on what this technology is. I'm looking at right now an icon on your TV that shows, you know, can you imagine like sitting down and watching Roseanne and seeing an icon on your TV, how many people are watching it along with you at the same time? I mean, that's fascinating to me.
The downside to that is that they know what you're doing and they know what everybody's watching, and that's kind of an invasion of privacy unless you volunteer the information. But then you're not accounting for the people who didn't volunteer it. How many of those are listening? I'm actually glad you brought this up because radio especially, at least with Nielsen, when they put the boxes on the TV and who's in the house, how many people in the household, how old are they, what are their names. Okay, Jimmy watched this and Mom watched that and Dad watched that. They volunteer to punch that in before they watch TV and go, okay, here we are, here's who's listening. Radio, no one has ever And I welcome anyone who wants to come on here and dispute this. No one has ever had any real idea how many people were listening to any radio station. You just don't, because what Tim said is right. 400 people are supposed to represent 3 million people. It's a joke. It has always been a joke. And anybody who buys advertising and decides what radio station they want to be on based on those Arbitron numbers, that's the company. That's the ridiculous company. These are my words, my opinion, that extort money out of stations to be included in the ratings. Anybody who thinks those numbers are anywhere near accurate, wow, are you stupid? You got to find a better way to decide how you're going to spend your advertising dollars, because we don't know how many people are listening. And anymore, it's even harder. Who's listening on an app? Who's listening on another app? Who's listening online? Who's listening on conventional radio? Too many ways to listen. Too many ways. And it's tough to know. So you don't know. And you don't think about it. You don't worry about it. And the thing about comments, running comments during the show, my problem with the whole comment thing is anybody can get on there and say anything. It's no different than the Yelp and the 5 stars, 4 stars, and give me your satisfaction survey. What do you think? How'd we do? It's so easy for competitors to go on there and load that in the wrong direction and pretend to be, in this case, let's say, listeners commenting on the show, when in fact it's some jealous competitor making the comments. I don't like it. I wish that our paper, the Post-Dispatch, and their STL Today, their electronic digital version, I wish they wouldn't allow comments, because what's the point? If there's a story, they just ran the Bob Richards thing recently because it was the anniversary or something of the weatherman in St. Louis who committed suicide. And then they allowed all these people to comment. And I'll read some of them, and the only reason I read them is in disbelief that they're even up there. Because think about it. Who cares? And what difference does it make? Because you'll have one person go, well, I can't wait till they get Trump out of there. I'm so glad. And then the next comment, well, everybody just hates Trump because he's the best president we've ever had. And in the end, what do you really end up with? Nothing. You're back where you started. Some people are here. Some people are over here. And the people commenting, I especially wouldn't allow the vulgar, hateful comments. I'd have a way of filtering those right out of there as soon as you start that stuff. I do like email, and I like emails to me because I believe that 95% of the emails that I get are from legitimate listeners who have a gripe, who have something they like, who have a question. I do. I like the emails. Not a big texting fan because on the air, because I like the sound of people's voices. I like to hear them when they call here. I like to have a conversation with them. But I get it, and I get how it's all useful and how it can be applied in positive ways to a lot of things. It's just not for me. I'm a guy that likes to speak directly to people and hear their voices speak back to me. So Facebook for baseball, and then I understand, if I heard it right, May 30th is the next game where you can only watch it on Facebook.
It's the next Cardinals game.
Cardinals game, that's what I meant. I'm with Limey. There's just something almost not right about that. That's it. You don't have Facebook, you don't have a computer, you're not listening to the game. Well, sorry, old people.
It was a problem because I went to Kirkwood Brewhouse next door today to see if they were to have it on, and of course the bar manager there didn't bring in his laptop and his wireless computer or whatever. Nobody was prepared for this. No. So now you have to rely on their Wi-Fi to watch it. So I'm a pretty computer savvy guy. I set my laptop up and I went on Facebook and I typed in Cardinals Brewers live streaming and I couldn't find it, because you had to actually go to the Cardinals Facebook page and follow them so that they can now hammer you with all their promotional stuff and whatnot.
See that? Now that's wrong. That's what's wrong.
Only then was I allowed to have the right to watch the game buzz by following them.
Yeah, I don't like that. I didn't like, look, before the Post-Dispatch, STL Today went on this $9, $10 a month. $10 a month. If you want to read it online, then you got to pay. Before they did that, they do this thing where you start reading a story and you just get the first two lines and you can't continue unless you answer the stupid quiz.
Yep.
Some survey. You know, take this survey and we'll let you read the rest of the article. Screw you. I mean, come on. What is that? Not take a survey for everything I do? That's getting old. But hey, it's the world we live in. We're not going to change it. It's just going to become more and more and more that way. We have a thing called the Burke segment. It goes like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do, sir.
This is the man. I've got a billboard perfect for you, Tim. Here's the billboard. It would say 590, the fan, Tim Woodburn. And there'd be your picture, and it would say, you either hate him or you can't stand him. What do you think? You like it? You ought to say I love it, because that would be a great billboard. It would.
You know, my mother.
I would take that as my billboard. If Randy, whatever, what's his name? Randy, the guy that owns the place.
Yeah.
If he said, hey bud, I'm thinking about putting up a billboard and says, Frank 590 the fan, Frank Opinion, you either hate him or you can't stand him. What do you think? I'd go put it up today. That's a great billboard.
I'd love to have my own billboard. That'd be great.
I don't believe we're talking about.
I know. I know. Nobody ever talks about me. That's why I am.
Oh, how about this? Trevor Limey Phillips. You either hate his haircut or you can't stand it. How about that? There's your billboard.
We got this.
Years ago, there were three of us on the show. There was, it was me, and it was Lee Sherwood and Robert the Country Fox. We were on country radio. And I had an idea for a billboard. And I'm not kidding when I tell you that the guy at the station we presented it to, who at the time was kind of the manager, he didn't even get it. And I said, and here was the billboard. It said, 55 KUSA, Robert Fox, Lee Sherwood, Frank Opinion. Two funny guys. Now, I'm not getting the boss. This is a typical program director at a radio station. He looked at me and he said, that doesn't make any sense. There's three names. And I said, that's the whole point. It, Robert Vock, Lee Sherwood, Frank Opinion, two funny guys. He goes, he said, I don't get it. It's three people. He actually didn't even get it. Yeah, and that is pretty
sad.
It is sad, Dan, a program director. Yeah. So, Tim was, I'm sorry, you had the Burke's. Here with his Burke segment contribution, I got sidebarred there, is Tim Woodburn. It's all yours.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
I'm going to extend the Burke segment now based on what you just said and tell you a quick funny one, which is your punishment for interrupting me.
No, my punishment is that you're on the show.
I know. Go ahead. I know. In 1997, I was employed by a hockey team, and there was about 50 people in our front office, and all of us were white. Every single person in our front office was white. And I had an African-American intern. His name was Daryl. And a company called me one day and said, we'd like you to nominate somebody for Man of the Year in the community. And so I gave it to Daryl as an assignment for him to do that. And when they sent it in, they said, well, you know, we're looking, do you guys have any minority people that we could, you know, maybe put up? Because they were going to put everybody's faces up on a billboard. And Daryl said, well, I'm the only minority person here. And he was getting ready to quit and go off to college. Well, a month later, here's this billboard of the 50 nominees for Lexington, Kentucky's Man of the Year. And it's all these, you know, bank executives and card lot owners and, you know, American United Fund, you know,
United
managers
Way.
And yeah, exactly. Whatever. And there in the middle of this billboard was my African-American intern. He turned in his own photo.
Daryl.
That's great. Good for him.
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. What I was actually going to talk about in the Burke segment, we're talking about Facebook viewers and Facebook total number of people watching it. We don't talk about baseball a lot on this show, and I'm a huge baseball fan. I'm a big-time baseball historian. We never talk about sports on this show.
Sorry, Tim, to interrupt. Would you like me to Facebook stream this on my Facebook right now?
No.
Okay.
No, thanks.
Tim, hold on. You're a baseball historian?
I would consider myself smart enough to be called a historian.
No end to this resume?
I'm just telling you. So, in the fourth paragraph of today's St. Louis Post-Dispatch game story about the Cardinals' extra inning victory last night, they felt it prominent enough to talk about the attendance at last night's game. There was only 35,220 people at Busch Stadium last night, of which only 24,024 actually showed up in the stadium.
And, I was there.
And this team is, I'll bet you got free tickets, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I knew that. This team is now 4-7 on the season. And I watched this game on Facebook today, Frank, and I'm telling you, the stadium that I saw today was, it looked about half full.
Yeah.
And when you look at the Cardinals' history, like in the 60s when they went to three World Series, and you look at, there's a website called baseballreference.com, and you can see the attendance of all the games and what their annual attendance was. And the Cardinals had a great run in the 60s, and going to the World Series in 64, 67, and 68, and they were right there in 69. And then in the 70s, the Cardinals didn't make the playoffs one time. And
if not you, until 86?
In 82.
Oh, my bad.
And if you look at the attendance of like a Friday night game in July of 1976 or 1977, when the Cardinals had about a seven-year run where they didn't make the playoffs at all, there was 18,000 people at Busch Stadium on a Friday night. And so now they build this new stadium in 2006, and they went, you know, they were right in the middle of a huge playoff run when they had Pujols and Edmonds and Rollins, and they were just Larry Walker, and they were just rolling through making the playoffs basically every year. And now they've not made the playoffs for 2 years in a row. And now they're 4-7 this year. And I'm telling you, it's just like the Rams. This city, I love St. Louis. I was raised here. But this city is a bunch of bandwagon jumpers, and they'll jump on it as quickly as they'll jump off it. When I moved back to St. Louis in 2006, I went to a Blues game, and they were the worst team in the NHL. There was about 4,000 people at Kiel that night, or whatever it was called at the time. And I'm seeing a trend here that's extremely concerning to me, because if this team continues to lose and continues to have seasons where they don't make the playoffs, you're going to keep seeing crowds of 20 and 30,000 instead of packed house crowds of 40 and upper 40,000. That's going to impact their ability to sign players, and it's just a massive domino effect. And it concerns me to see a number like that in today's paper, and then to see the number of people at the game today. And it's almost to the point of it was worthy enough for me to bring it up in the Burke segment, because it bothers me that much.
I was as a non-sports guy, I was always under the impression that St. Louis was the one town that no matter how the Cardinals were doing, we put butts in the seats at the stadium.
I will respectfully disagree on some of it. I don't think it's about bandwagon. I think it's about that unless you get a free ticket with your $20 of cards cash, it's too expensive to go to a Cardinals game. $10 for a pretzel, a soft pretzel, like $10. Are you kidding me? $5.75 for a bottle of water.
But it's always been relatively expensive.
It's always been relatively expensive.
And they still
but now it's
filled
like,
it.
Whoa.
Well,
and that's not the reason. That's not the reason.
That's
to me.
Part I think.
I don't believe that's the reason. The price of a pretzel or the beer or whatever. Because people who are real fans, throughout the years, as they ticked up and ticked up and raised price and raised it, and people go, are you kidding me? A beer, $4. I mean, I remember, but and now it's $6. And it's $7. They still go, but they go. I think there's something to what Tim's saying. They go when there's something to go see, like a win, all right? And how else, though, are you supposed to express your displeasure with the way the team's being managed or the players that they've traded? Or how else are you supposed to show that except through attendance?
And the Cardinals,
it's the fans' way of letting them know, we like what you're doing and the way you're doing it, and we're showing up. But we're not showing up because we don't.
Consistently over the past how many years, Tim, the Cardinals have had over 3 million fans.
They have.
And
even in not so great seasons.
Every year they've been in the stadium, I believe they've had 3 million fans.
Yeah.
Which is, this is now year 12.
Yeah. So that could actually drop. But even if you go, say they had 3,400,000 fans. If they drop down to 3 million fans for 1 year, that's a lot of fans. That's a lot of dollars, a lot of money that they're losing out on.
My point
how
is,
many home games are there?
81.
How many home games?
There's 81. And they've played, and they've played six so far.
Damn, that's a lot of home games.
Okay, 3 million divided by 81 is an average of 37,000 fans per game home.
Wow.
Right. And they've gone way over that. They've not averaged less than 40,000 fans a game any year that they've been in the stadium.
What does the stadium hold, 55?
No.
Well, the old one did.
Right, yeah. Well, until they took out the upper deck in center field and they put that giant scoreboard up there. This stadium doesn't hold 50.
No.
It's in the high 40s.
Okay.
Mid-high 40s. But when you look at the Rams in their heyday, Kurt Warner, you know, the greatest show on turf, and then when they all of a sudden, Mark Bolger area, when they started losing a bunch of games, that stadium was a third full for Rams games the last couple of years they were here. The Blues, in the 80s and the 90s with Hull and Shanahan and Scott Stevens and all those teams that went to the playoffs all those years in a row. The Blues went to the playoffs, what, Dan, 25 years in a row? Something like that. And then in 06, right around 04, 05, 06, when they were terrible, the fans abandoned the team. And what do they all have in common? They're all St. Louis sports fans. And I would hate to see that happen to the Cardinals, and I desperately hope it doesn't happen to them because they're my favorite team.
Where is a city where that's not the case? Where even when they're in the crappiest of years, packed, sold out,
Wrigley Field. Chicago, Wrigley Field.
Yeah, Wrigley Field. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. But it's also a smaller stadium. Bigger city, smaller stadium. Right. How many seats are in Wrigley?
Less than 40,000. Right at 40.
A little easier to do. Right. Bigger city, more population, mm-hmm. fewer seats. Okay, well, you're listening to Sports Chat with Frank O'Pinion.
Sorry, didn't mean to call it Sports Chat.
That's right.
I want to talk about the team. I want to talk about the numbers. I want to talk about something we could all commonly talk about.
All right. Anybody else? Burke segment? Anything? No? All right. Shut it down.
I got that.
Burke segment. Officially closed. Oh, man, we got a bunch of stuff to kick around. We got Dr. Doug coming in next hour. If you have a pet, I'm pretty excited about something here that I figured out. We did this once before, so stay with me, folks, because I think you'll like this. It's not a Window World commercial. It's just my way of letting you know we're working on something, and I think we did it because it worked once before. I don't know why I didn't do it again the last couple of years. This trivia night's coming up May 19th. That's a Saturday night, and selfishly maybe, my goal every year is to make sure that this show brings more money into that evening than any other radio station or show on any station, and every year we're able to do that. But every year it makes me more and more nervous, because as we get closer, for what maybe you folks are doing this on purpose to torture me or something, we get down to the wire before somebody says, okay, here's what I'll bid. Now, the problem that even I have with it is a lot of it limits the possibilities to the only people who can possibly get a shot at this stuff are people with money. For example, I can't even count. I would say there have probably been 12 or 15 maybe dinners at least with me and my wife and Annie Guns, because the generous Tom Sainert, who owns Annie Guns, never hesitates. Fine. What do you need? What do you want? How many dinners? Bring them on. I'll take care of them. I'll take good care of them. So, probably 15 of those, but each dinner, the couple that went to dinner with me and my wife coughed up anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000. A lot of people can't do that. Most people can't do that. And I've always wanted to find a way where everybody, most everybody, gets a shot at something without having to pay that kind of money. So here's what we're going to do. And we did this once before and it worked. And I talked to Window World this morning and gave them my idea, and together we came up with a pretty easy way to do this. If you write a check to Window World Cares, and the first check is going out from Brian, because Brian is a regular loyal listener, and he wrote me and he said, look, I can't afford to bid on dinner with you and your wife. I can't afford to bid to sit at the table, but I want to give something to this cause in St. Jude and Window World Cares, so I want to put $100 in. So I wrote him back and I gave him the address of Window World Cares. Now, Dan, is that on our Facebook page?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Dan Strauss was nice enough, with no notice, to put the address to Window World Cares on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. So what Brian doesn't know is his check for $100 just bought him one entry for a drawing. Every $100, if you write a check for $300, you'll have three entries. Now, what is it you're entering? What's the drawing going to be? I don't know yet. I know that one of the prizes will be dinner for you and whoever you bring with me and my wife at Annie Guns. Now, think how selfish this is on my part. I get a nice big steak and maybe lobster for dinner at Annie Guns, and all I do is throw it out there. I need $100 for you to get at least entry, one chance to win this. So my part is probably pretty selfish, except for the fact that I'm not real big on going out and doing what they call FaceTime, but I've never minded doing this, and never has it been a bad experience for me or my wife. We've met some wonderful people. Now we're going to get a chance to meet some people who may not have $3,000 or $4,000. So here's the deal. If you will donate, and you have my word, because I have their word, John and Jim at Window World, that every dollar of that $100 or $300 or $500 goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital through Window World Cares. You will make your check out to Window World Cares. This information is on our page. And you'll send it to their office in Bridgeton. And if it's $200, you get two entries. Then when we get closer to the 19th, let's say a week before, we'll draw two or three names. One name will win a dinner, bring a guest, go to dinner with me and my wife at Annie Gunn's. Another will win a seat at our table, two people at our table. And I want to be thinking about the other stuff. But I think this way, for $100, you at least have a chance. You have a shot. And I remember when we did it last time, I had a couple of people that wrote checks for $1,200, $1,500 because they wanted 12 or 15 chances, entries. And one of those people won, but the other winner was somebody that just wrote a check for $100. That entry won. So would you give that some thought? If you would, I'd appreciate it, because I do want to, in the end, be able to sit back and go, look what we did. Look what we did for St. Jude and for that trivia night, because, again, I can't stress this enough. I have worked places where they called events charity events when, in fact, most of the money went to the people putting on the event. Window World is not a company like that. Every dollar in expense for this trivia night, May 19th, is picked up by the people that own Window World. They pay for all of it so that every other dollar that's raised goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. And this year they're going to hit the $1 million mark. $1 million. Here's the sad truth. $1 million will run St. Jude's Hospital for half a day. It costs $2 million a day to run that place, because they take very sick children and make sure they do everything they can to get them well and keep them alive. And no parents have ever been turned away because they couldn't afford it. That's not how they operate. You bring that kid down here and we're going to do everything. We're going to give it everything we got. And they got some pretty brilliant people down there, and equipment and abilities and research people. No charge if you don't have all the money. And, man, how does it get better than that? So it takes a lot of money to run that place. Every $100 gets you an entry. And I'm going to work really hard on coming up. I already know the Annie Gunn's thing is in the bag. I don't even have to call Tom Sainer. He's given me sort of just an open ticket. And what I think we'll start with is, now here's what else we'll do. Let's say there are two dinners. All right, my wife, me, and you as the winner and your guest, whoever it is you want to bring. One night, the winner is through the drawing. The other night is a winner just flat out bought their way in, high bidder, $3,000, whatever. That's fine, too. I'm good with that. So there you have two prizes. Then a seat at the table, maybe two couples at the table. And then I'm open to suggestions from people. And I've told you before, I love cars, and I treat cars pretty well. You want me to come over to your house and wash your car? You cough up enough money, I'll bring a bucket or use your bucket and hose and soap and whatever, and I'll be happy to do that. You want me to come over to your house and tell jokes to your friends? Okay, put a little party together. I'm not going to stay all night, but I'll come over and hit you with six or eight of my favorite jokes, meet your friends, and take off and take your money and give it to St. Jude. So there are a lot of possibilities here. Dan's band is still available. Still waiting for a bid. Had a bid for $2,000, but the date conflicted with the night when Dan's band is performing. The Satan Seven. The Satan yeah. Seven is
Seventh
not...
Seventh Planet booked. Band, yeah.
What are they?
Seventh Planet Band.
Okay, I got the name wrong.
Yeah.
That's still available. And his band members have all agreed, and thanks to them for that, to play for nothing. They're not getting anything. It all goes to St. Jude. So that's it. I'm not going to beg. I will as we get closer if I have to. One other thing I want to mention. I mentioned it yesterday. Our trip, wow, to my pleasant surprise, is about half sold out. And it's not till 14 months from now. This is the European Rhine River Cruise, the five-star first class, unbelievable week like we've never spent before. We've done 19 trips over the years, and they've all been all-inclusive trips to the Caribbean, Mexico, Jamaica, Dominican, and on and on and on. And we skipped 2018 so that you could double up your money and have it all available for next year, and we're over halfway there. So I don't know how to do this and make it stick, but I'm telling you, if you can swing this and you have 14 months to pull it all together, I don't think you'll ever forget this trip. And I don't think you'll ever take a trip with a group of people this size. We're talking 35 cabins, 70 people roughly, where you'll ever be with people, even people you've never met, and in one brief encounter, a get-together, a cocktail party, you're going to feel like you've known all these people forever, because they're mostly from the St. Louis area. We do, Dan, you remember, we have people over the years who've come and gone with us who are diehard listeners. They live way off in another part of the country, but they listen online or whatever.
Or North Carolina.
But you all find out that you have something in common, and that something is your AM and the PM, which means we all have the same juvenile delinquent sense of humor. We like the same kind of stories, and it's just a bunch of really good people. Just nice people. Easy to be around, fun to be around. And again, we share the AM and the PM thing. So check that out, too. That's also on the Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. Dan, you remember the date? June something, 2009. It's on there. June whatever. Hang on, I might have
it. I don't remember.
June 26th, we depart. And we come back, I think it's 10 days later. That's less than I thought it was. $4,499 per person. That's with air and taxes. It includes a bonus night in Lucerne, Switzerland. And then you have some other options. You can go a little early. Julie will work it out with you and stay a couple of nights in Amsterdam. That's where we start, in Amsterdam. We'll be aboard the five-star Amadeus Silver II river cruise ship. So now you're up to date. Please, folks, please consider these checks to Window World Cares that go to St. Jude. Only looking for a minimum of $100, and that'll get you an entry. All right, I got to do some business, and then we'll scoot along here. Dr. Doug in the 4 o'clock hour, maybe a couple of phone calls before that. There's a store in Chesterfield Valley that jumps out, stands out probably more than any other store. From the air, from the road, if you fly over, you look down, you can't miss a Meanies, you can't miss it from the highway. And it certainly jumps out and stands out when you walk in the door. Because you're walking into a store, one, that's huge, two, that's just laid out in a way that no other store is laid out. You can stand there and just sort of scan left to right, up and down, and get an idea about what you're about to enter and embark on when you walk through the store. My advice is go upstairs right away, because there's a staircase, a nice, beautiful, winding staircase. Go up that staircase. Maybe it doesn't wind, but it sounded good. Go up there, because up there is the Jaffe Lighting Collections. Beautiful lighting and furniture and accent pieces and things that will just make your home really come to life, look better, maybe more comfortable. Then go back downstairs. Go back downstairs for the practical and fun part of a Meanies. Practical meaning area rugs. I don't know a lot about rugs. I know there's a whole thing about how many knots per square inch in these handmade rugs that make some of them so valuable. I also know that handmade oriental rugs will outlast your entire family and their kids and their kids. You can't wear them out. That's why one of the reasons they're so expensive. The others, they're beautiful. Can't afford. Let's say you can't afford a handmade oriental rug. Well, how about a machine-made rug that's equally spectacular and breathtaking, and will just change the look and feel of the whole room? They have them. They have tons of them. You're not going to believe how many rugs they have. And then patio furniture. Holy cow, here we go. This is the star performer, is patio furniture. Their number one sales category is patio furniture. They sell, I was going to say, more quality patio furniture than anybody. I don't know too many stores that even sell this level, this quality of patio furniture. So if you're tired of replacing stuff and you're ready for the good stuff, Amini's. And then, of course, pinball, arcade, and take the whole family because the kids can just play and play and play on free play as long as they want, and they will not be bugging you to leave this place. They're going to know, they want to know when they can come back. Amini's. Check the website, too, because some great, great savings there on merchandise that they're moving out to replace it with the current newer models. But you can't tell the difference, and neither can I. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
It's time for a check on traffic. Here's Tory Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Accident cleared northbound 170 at Del Mar. Baseball traffic mixing in with your commute home this afternoon. Westbound 64 backs up Compton to Bellevue. Bumper to bumper eastbound 64, 20th to the Poplar. And slow go westbound 44 Hampton to Shrewsbury. From weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty stands with you, Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hey, it's Denise from the Appliance Discounters here to tell you that our friends at Speed Queen have done it again. They are now offering an impeccable wash and dependability without a transmission. These heavy-duty washers are driven by a full horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
590 The Fan is now streaming all weekday programming on 590 The Fan's Facebook page through Facebook Live. Follow 590 The Fan on Facebook to get the most up-to-date sports and entertainment news and interact with our show hosts in real time by searching 590 The Fan on Facebook and hitting the like button. You can also find 590 The Fan on Instagram and Twitter, where we'll continuously have great giveaways.
PT's Country Rock Cabaret, where the benefits are pretty obvious.
It's where beer and sporting events go hand in hand with beautiful women.
If you get off work during that crossing of the bridge traffic mess, then come into PT's and relax, de-stress, and eat dinner, because a fantastic steak and fries meal is only $7.99. Let those other guys sit in traffic while you enjoy exotic dancers, sports on big screen TVs, and an ice cold beverage. Visit the best strip club in the St. Louis area, and don't forget, you can catch every pay-per-view UFC fight with the confidence you'll be a winner, one way or the other. PT's Country Rock Cabaret is located just minutes from downtown St. Louis, so if that convention or expo is bringing you down, it's time to rise and smile at PT's Country Rock Cabaret in Sauget next to Pop's Concert Venue. Free admission before 6 p.m., only $6 before 8 p.m., and never more than $12 after 8 p.m. Don't sit at home watching the game. Be in the game at PT's Country Rock Cabaret.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been helping citizens, law firms, and insurance companies throughout the state for the last 10 years. We investigate everything from cheating spouses to lying employees who are faking injuries. We can help you investigate somebody who's suing you, or maybe somebody you want to sue. We can help you find missing relatives or long-lost friends. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations, 238-1367. That's 238-1367. Visit us online at gatewaypi.net or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Missouri.
Well done, Danny.
Not a bad band at all.
No. This was their big hit.
Never did crack that ceiling for some reason.
Yeah, I heard this song for the first time the other day. Pretty good.
Billy. You know, it's not like the Traveling Wilburys. Who was in that? Was it Tom Petty and George Hamilton? Isn't that who I'm thinking about?
No, George Harrison.
George Harrison, Tom Petty.
And Bob Dylan, I believe.
Roy Orbison?
Roy Orbison, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I like some big names. The Traveling Wilburys. I don't even know if I know they existed. Oh my goodness.
You've got a...
End of the Line. Go pull up End of the Line, Traveling Wilburys. Mm-hmm. You'll really like it. It's a great song. I got time. If you want to jump in here, we can take a call or two if you want. If you don't, we'll just keep moving. 314-821-0590. I would encourage you, because as we get closer to this Window World thing, and you're going to want to get in and tell me or ask what I would just find a way to keep this number handy. Keep it in your phone. Put it under KFNS. Put it under whatever you want. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-8255. You're going to need that here in a little bit when Dr. Doug comes on. If you have a pet, I'm actually surprised at how long that segment has maintained the ability to survive. It's been about 15 or 16 years, but most people, I think, have. Wouldn't you agree most people have a pet? Most people.
I'd say so.
I think more than half of people have some kind of pet. Well over half, like maybe three-fourths. If you travel a lot, I get it. You can't have a pet. And they love their pets. This is not right, and I don't have the stats to back it up, but I think the relationship that pet owners have with dogs, I think, is a stronger bond than with cats. But I'm probably wrong, because the cat owners that I know, they're crazy about those cats. As crazy about the cats as the dog owners are about the dogs. Jim's on the phone. I'm going to talk to Jim. Jim, how are you?
Come on.
Did
anybody look into that?
I didn't. Well, I need to...
No, nobody
Dan,
did.
Can you reset the phone?
I need to reset during the phones. News?
Thank yes. you.
But yeah. nobody looked into what that's about?
All no. we know is that we've got to reset the phone when it does that.
Is Jim gone? Did we lose him?
No, I'm here.
He's there.
Oh, hallelujah. Jim, I'm sorry. Shoot. Did you reset it?
No, I can't. If I reset it, we'll lose all the calls.
We'll lose
that's
Jim.
That's better than this.
You know what? This has to be gone by tomorrow.
Jim, you'll have to call back.
Jim, can you call right back?
Well, I have to reset the phones. But
all right, go ahead. Sure, go ahead.
Quickly.
The joke, I don't think he's told in a while, but the dinner with the girlfriend's parents, and he's got the exhaust leak on his motorcycle.
Yeah, I did it. I did it since we've been here.
Oh, have you? I
did it about 4 months ago, but we may not have to wait a year, so stay tuned. I'll bring it back before you know it. It's a great
job. All right,
Jim. All right. Thank you. Now, see, it's gone.
That figures.
No, we have to fix this. Who do we call? Who do we call?
No, not the news. Our engineer, I would think. I've spoken to Johnny about it, and he just says, just reset the phones on and off.
You can't be resetting the phone every time everybody calls. Would you guys just help me remember that after the show? Would you get somebody to go, hey, figure out how to stop that stuff?
Absolutely.
Where are we time-wise? We're okay. We're good. Yesterday, I meant to do it as soon as he hung up, and I forgot. Mike Evans, once again, and you got to walk on eggshells with this guy, because he's sensitive. He does this all the time. He calls Pierce Bronson, and did yesterday, and he did somebody else's name he messed up too. So folks, feel free to kind of sit there ready to pounce and then shoot Mike Evans an email every time he screws somebody's name up like that. Now, it's not Monday. Speaking of Taylor Nickerson, he just sent me a text. Let me read this to you here, and I'll tell you why this creates a little bit of an awkward dilemma. He says, hold on here. He says, Frank, if you want, I will throw in a round of golf with Taylor on tech. I'll cover the green fees for a foursome. I'm not good, but we'll have fun. That is a terrific offer, but here's the awkward dilemma. I don't know what somebody's willing to pay to play golf with Taylor Nickerson. I don't. But we're not doing any of this for $50. This guy, and by the way, I don't really want him to do this. He's a young guy. He's married. He got either a baby on the way, or he just had a baby, or I should know that.
Baby on the way.
Yeah.
I don't know that I want him to be picking up the tab for a round of golf for four people, but it's a great offer. It's a very generous offer, but it gives me an idea. I don't play golf but once a year. You want me to play golf with you? Make a big fat bid. I'll come play golf with you. I'll play 18 holes with you one day on the weekend, or nine holds on the morning during the week. That he's given me a good idea. There's something else we can throw out there to raise money for St. Jude through When the World Cares, May 19th, the trivia night. I was on the phone this morning with Derek Nagel. Derek has become not only, he's not an advertiser the last couple of years, but a friend and a good guy and a good family. And he and his son run a really great, solid business. They're in the business of security. Not security guards, not alarm systems, but other kinds of security. Cameras, restricted key systems, including a patented key system that's their very own. And they can talk to you about that. They have master key systems, commercial door locks and door closers, access control, anti-kick devices. When a door is locked, there usually are ways of getting that door open. Not with these things. That's as difficult as trying to drive off in a car with one of those boots on the wheel or clubs on the steering wheel. If you're interested in security at all, if you're concerned, if you're worried if what you have is enough, probably not. Gateway Lock and Security, I would encourage you, I would invite you.